Hello and welcome to an all new episode of the Not Safe for Work podcast. We are back on this no longer rainy Friday.
Okay. It's summer.
I mean, you know, typical. It actually breeze. Hasn't been that bad though this summer.
It's been a beautiful summer.
We had a
summer.
Few weeks of just straight sun, which was a lot, but I'll take it.
It's been a beautiful summer.
It has. I mean, and God just was showing us what he could do if we were outside.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Essentially,
you know,
yeah, me and my mom were talking about that today because we were talking about the Antigua I told her about it, and she was like, that would be great. She was like, but I think we should do New Year's, not Christmas. And I was like, people want to party New Year's. And she was like, bitch, who? And I was like,
valid point.
You? Right. You? I was like, not really. Right. She was like, we should do New Year's. I was like, okay. I was like, and then she was like, yeah, because it doesn't look like we'll be spending New Year's out the country this year. And I was like, shit, last time I did that, the year that it brought in wasn't right. And she was like, me neither. And she was like, yeah, remember, this was supposed to be the year of clarity, of vision, 2020. I was like, God said, I'm going to make y'all see clear. Sit the fuck down. Exactly. Think about shit.
I'm about to put everything into perspective for y'all asses today.
Think about it.
Uh-huh.
You ain't got nothing else to do.
You
but
got
365
days to think about your shit.
Right.
And your actions.
So it really was the year of clarity.
It was.
If we think about it.
Mm-hmm. Because he cleared up a lot of shit real quick.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Clarity around the world,
essentially
around
global warming and shit slowed down a little bit.
Okay,
shit in Venice, the little, what is it called, the
canals?
Yes, cleaned up real quick. I said, oh well, damn.
Look, and I said, I'll sit down for a month every year if it does the planet this good.
I'm saying, because deers and shit going back to their natural habitat because ain't nobody around,
which appears to be my backyard.
I forgot you have Bambi in your backyard,
man. How did you get here?
Yeah, that was weird. I was
how
like,
did she
did
get
this,
there?
This baby deer get in here. Deja was so stressed that day, y'all. Me, as just a viewer of her story, was thoroughly entertained.
Y'all.
Thoroughly entertained.
When I tell you that baby deer might be the top five cutest things I've
it
ever
was so
seen
cute.
In my life.
It was so cute.
I mean,
you know who you reminded me of? You remember that video a while ago of the girl helping the deer get through the, that was you. Thomas said, you need to learn how to jump, boo.
And stop. You see, you can't get over this fence. Right. Stop slamming up into right. it. Damn, we gonna get you out. Shit.
And then when she got over to her family, y'all need to teach her how to jump. That was so funny. That was such a good video.
That is kind of how I felt. I forgot about
that
video.
You. Uh-huh. That was you, basically.
That deer had a little bit. It was older.
It was a little
I understood
bit bigger,
her
yeah.
fear because that, I don't know how long deers look like that, but I assume not very long.
Uh-uh.
So that baby was probably maybe a few months old.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. And mm-hmm. terrified.
Oh, yeah.
Terrified. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh. Why can't you feel my good vibes? Just come over to me and
like,
let me be your Cinderella.
I don't know who the fuck you are, but I know I need to get the fuck
but
out of
I
here.
I know you ain't my mama.
No, damn well you ain't my mama.
That deer is the child that you drop off at daycare and hollers for an hour.
Uh-huh.
I want my mommy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm here to help you.
They don't care.
It's okay. I know she's fine. She's mm-hmm. living a full life. She's probably so much bigger now.
Deja saves the dough.
Aww, name of the video. We haven't had anything crazy happen. Did you see my poop post on Facebook?
Yes.
Apparently, the general consensus is that it probably was a cat, which I was like, okay, I can understand. But my mom was like, why did you post that? And I was like, because... Have we not come to the conclusion that there's a lot of fucking
yeah.
wildlife around
your,
my house?
And
I need to
backyard,
know what's
yeah.
tramping around my
yeah.
window or
yeah.
my door.
Yeah.
Shit.
You live low-key in the jungle.
The forest. It is the forest, not the jungle. There's not lions and tigers.
Shit, as far as you know.
There
a mountain lion might make its way.
There are skunks. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen the coyotes, but we hear them. Tyrell hears them.
Okay.
Howling in the middle of the night. Mm. There are skunks. I've seen skunks. I've seen raccoons. Mm. We've got snakes. We've got deer.
Don't be like that dude in that video with the raccoon trying to get it, the raccoon off his deck. That shit was funny.
No, I haven't.
You never seen that? I think I've showed it to you.
Maybe
the raccoon. I don't was fuck in with raccoons. Like some type of bin on his deck with her babies. Mm-hmm. And he kept trying to get her out with a
raccoon's
broom.
First reaction is they're not possums, okay? Hmm. They will punk your ass.
Well, this is what happened. He had the broom and he kept opening it, trying to, and like sticking the broom in, trying to get her
that
out.
That raccoon was
and you like see the raccoon stick his head out like, bitch, if you leave, fuck with me again,
I will come at you.
So this is what happened. The raccoon got out. He can't, I think it was a raccoon and her babies.
Oh, shit.
But she came out, right? And the man like had the broom trying to get her off. Let me tell you.
She took the
broom. Raccoon went to the other end of the deck and charged full speed at the man. And you can, all you see is a broom fly across the
screen. No, I've never seen
all
this.
All you see is a broom fly across the screen and the raccoon like,
oh my God.
I laughed so hard. I said, that's what his ass get. Leave the damn raccoon alone. I don't either.
Yeah, because they run in packs usually.
They
and
will fuck you up.
Yeah, they are aggressive. That's however God programmed them. It's not the, oh, let me play dead. Let me run away. No, they're like, oh, what? You want it?
Essentially. Okay. And he got it that day. Raccoon let his ass have it. Oh my gosh.
But yeah, we got raccoons. Of course, we have 9 million rabbits, which I think we're coming out of their main season because I'm not seeing them like I used to. We've got a hawk. Did I tell you about the hawk?
No.
We've got a hawk. And I'm pretty sure, okay, you remember the bunny rabbit that turned up dead in my backyard?
Yeah.
Pretty sure the hawk got that. Because when I looked up like mauls, like animals that maul rabbits, because I was like, okay, this animal didn't like eat this rabbit, like it looked like they attacked their head and like ate a little bit and then dropped it, and that was common. It either said a cat or a big bird. And so when I saw the hawk one morning, I was taking Carly to the vet, I heard
shit.
And I saw this big ass bird
swoop
down from my neighbor's trees and then go into our trees, like next to our house. And I was like, that definitely was a hawk. Mm-hmm. And I was thank you to the Atlanta Hawks for me being a little bit familiar with that sound. I was like, oh, that's what, and this was literally probably 2 weeks after that dead rabbit. So I was like, that's what got your ass. And that rabbit disappeared.
Oh,
so it must have came down and
took it, or a scavenger got it.
Something.
Ooh, child, I ain't got time.
I love it.
I ain't got time for all that shit.
I love the nature.
I ain't got time to be on my deck and fucking the Jungle Book is in my backyard.
I
don't have time for that shit. I don't need Baloo coming through my fence. Hell nah.
I love it.
Shit. Mowgli need to take his friends and go the fuck on. Okay? No.
And I'm always giving Tyrell the updates like, we've got a hawk. He's like, I don't fucking care. I love it. I love being surrounded. Like, I really do love animals of all kinds. Like, even
too,
the snakes. Like, I told Tyrell, I don't do snakes, but he killed the first one. And he described it, and I was like, Tyrell, that's a king snake. You don't kill king snakes. Mm. And he was like, Deja, you would have freaked out. It was like a 3-foot snake. And I was like, I know, but king snakes kill rats and mice.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, it's illegal to kill snakes in Georgia if they're not poisonous. So I told him, if you come across more snakes, don't kill that snake. You let them live. We are in their habitat. Unless the snake is like charging at Cardi. I love it. I love it.
I see.
It's peaceful. Ugh. It's a lot sometimes.
Yeah. Sounds stressful.
It's not stressful at all. Mm-mm. Because they be minding their business for the most part, except for Bambi.
Yeah. Bambi needed assistance. I ain't got time. I'm telling you right now, I ain't got time.
I can't wait. Can't wait. It's more to come, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure. There's plenty of stories that are going to be made from your backyard.
I hope the coyotes don't come around, though.
Oh, they will. They will. If you got bunnies and shit and all that, they coming. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Deer and shit.
Mm-hmm. They're there. Mm-hmm. We can hear them. We just haven't seen them yet.
They coming.
I just hope they don't come out one night when we're out with Cardi. Yeah. And if they become like aggressive with her. Because they typically are out at night.
Yeah.
You know what else I can't wait to see? And I know we've got them because I can hear them. But I've seen one in Kennesaw before. Mm-hmm. And they're fucking awesomely scary. Is owls. Have you ever seen an owl in your life?
I have.
First of all, they're like our height.
They're big as shit, yes.
I love them.
Y'all, me and Deja are both 4 feet nothing, but yeah.
I feel like owls are the spiritual.
They're beautiful creatures.
They are.
They're very majestic, but they are big as fuck.
Yeah. And they look at you like, fuck with me and I'll take my shoe off.
Essentially.
Yeah. I feel like they're the spiritual grandmothers of the forest. Like you're, if you're Haitian, your grandmother that does like the not demonic voodoo.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what I feel about owls. That's or the not demonic Santeria or something like that.
Okay.
They know it all. They be channeling.
They do know everything. They're very wise. The wilds get old. Like they live a very fucking long time.
Exactly. And it's the way wild. They be turning their heads, it's like this is low key demonic, but you have good intentions.
But you have good intentions. I can't.
Yes.
Oh my God.
But that's enough about me and my backyard. I could talk about animals all day.
Lord, Deja and her Jungle Book. Mm. Oh my gosh.
Queen of the Forest.
The coyotes are Shere Khans.
What?
Shere Khan from the Jungle Book. Please tell me you know the villain in the Jungle Book.
I thought the villain in the Jungle Book was the tiger.
His name was Shere Khan.
Oh, I don't remember that. I haven't seen the Jungle Book in a while.
Yes. The only reason that popped up, I forgot, me and Marlon were talking about the Jungle Book too for some odd reason. I can't remember why though.
The original or the remake or just in general?
In general.
Did you ever read the Jungle Book? Mm-hmm. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I never got around to that one.
I read it a long time ago though. Don't ask me the details. Yeah. But yeah, I read it.
That was never one of my favorites.
No, it wasn't my favorite, but it was good. It was good. I knew a kid that looked just like Mowgli, like real life Mowgli. But he is a very gorgeous kid now. Like grown up,
what was he like?
I don't know. I can't remember. I thought they were just black, but they're not. I don't know what it was, but like he had this beautiful. He has because he's not dead, but he has this gorgeous olive skin and this beautiful curly mane. Like
he wasn't Indian.
That's not what I assumed.
The Jungle Book didn't take place in India. I just assumed it was India.
It might be India.
It seemed very Indian.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very Asian jungle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but yeah, he had the most, he still does to this day, the most beautiful curly hair and the most gorgeous smile, but he's just this olive.
Ooh, he sounds chocolatey. Fine.
He's beautiful. He's a beautiful kid. Man. It. His name was Woody, but he's gorgeous.
You don't sound like a Woody.
He's named after his dad.
Oh.
Short for Linwood.
That's more like it.
Yeah.
I was like, he needs a regal ass name.
But we called him Woody.
Linwood.
Yeah.
What was his last name?
Oh, shit. What was their last name?
Stewart. Ooh, Sir Linwood Stewart of the Jungle Book. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. He was an interesting kid. Like, we did Taekwondo together, but he...
Aww.
That my mom brought it up one day. She was like, you know, he looked just like Mowgli. And I was like, Mowgli? She was like, from the Jungle Book. And then I went and looked and I was like, shit, he does. He does look like he could have been the live action Mowgli, truly. If he was a little younger.
I can hear your mom saying that.
I'm telling you.
Aww.
That boy looked just like Mowgli. Linwood. But anyway. Yeah, Linwood Stewart was his name.
Shout out to you, Linwood.
After this, I'll see if I can find a picture. I'm sure I have one. But yeah, so other than that, 15 minutes in, how was your week?
My week was good. Nothing worth even wasting much time on. Took yesterday and today off.
Oh, good stuff. Like me last weekend.
Yes, honey.
It was necessary.
Got my hair done. they said blondes have more fun, so I decided to take them up on that word.
Okay.
I'll let you know how that goes. For a while.
It was fun. It was a good time in my life.
This is my first time ever doing anything blonde.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I've always been afraid of it, but you know what's inspired me?
What?
Real Housewives.
Which one?
Many, actually. Almost all of them. Almost all the black Real Housewives. Specifically Cynthia Bailey, though. I will give her shout out because she rocked a hair color that was similar to what I have right now for much of the last season. And I was like, oh, I love how that looks on her skin. Mm-hmm. And I've seen Cynthia and we're not far off in complexion. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I don't think it's the exact same, but it's similar. So shout out to you, Cynthia Bailey, for inspiring my next hair move.
Alrighty then.
How's your week been?
My week was good. I can't complain. It just got obnoxious in the past 2 hours, but that's neither here nor there. People are stupid. but no, my week was fine. I don't really do much. I took last Thursday, Friday off, so I had my 4-day weekend. Other than that, though, wasn't much going on. It's been pretty chill. I've been working out a lot lately, and I'm feeling it. Last week, I did 5 days in a row. I was very proud of myself. But let me tell you something, my legs feel like jello.
What, you just been doing your online workouts?
Mm-hmm. I've been doing the live classes on Instagram. I've been bike riding. Mm-hmm. My little legs is like, girl, what happened?
Oh, well, give them a little bit of a break, but look, working them is keep working them. That's, they say that's one of the best healing methods.
Essentially, I'm not working out today, but I'm gonna do bike ride tomorrow and probably Sunday too. But yeah, I mean, it feels good. I was like, look at me.
Yeah.
Like, yes. And I just feel better. So
yes,
I thoroughly have been enjoying my workouts and sweating and stuff. Dogs are looking at me like I'm crazy. Girl, but, you know,
we both had our incidents with our dogs. Trying
Jackie
to
made
work
me
out
so
today.
Mad yesterday. I said, girl, if you don't get the fuck out of my face.
And my mom's always telling me like, bring Cardi over when you work out. I'm like, no, she's going to think we're playing and want to play the whole time. Yeah. She's like, no, she won't.
Okay.
And then you're going to get mad because you're in the middle of going live.
Uh-huh.
Get the dog. And I'm going off on me.
I told your ass she shouldn't be over here.
What you're not going to do is talk to me and my dog like this.
No, Ducky, like, there's this one move that we do and it's like, anytime I do a squat. Like, squat, here she come, boop, squat, boop, squat. I'll be like, Ducky, okay, I get it. She just jump. Every time I go up, here she come. I'll be like,
ma'am.
Or don't let me get on the floor to do some abs. My chest is her pillow.
Yeah.
Instantly, I'd be like, Ducky, I need you
they
to move.
They think you want
to
cuddle.
Yeah, no, I don't want to cuddle at all. And then by the end of it, she be tired.
Right.
Girl, you ain't did shit this whole time. Wake up. Ain't no sleep. I should be sleep.
Now it's time for you to go get your exercise.
Exactly. Bringing me her toy and shit, trying to play fetch. Ma'am.
Right. I understand.
But other than that, though, it's been good. I've enjoyed my workouts. I'm proud of myself. I just realized I need to get some new sports bras because some of the ones I have, they done lost all they hold, which is not helpful when you have double Ds.
No. And I was my just back about was to say that. You said it before
yesterday.
Me.
I said, uh-oh. Okay. But other than that, though, it's been good. So I'm just going to wait on a good sale.
Yeah. Or TJ Maxx.
Yeah. I'll have to check. But yeah, that's all I've been doing really is working out, trying to eat better a little bit.
That's what I've been focusing on.
And just trying to stay active. I've been enjoying my bike rides. It's so peaceful.
It is.
Oh my gosh. Saturday morning, just gone. It's so peaceful. So that's my weekend routine these days. And I like it. My little Fitbit tracks me in now.
I'm about to get one.
Go ahead, get you one.
I hate wearing things on my wrist.
Honestly, I usually do, but I've gotten so used to it, I feel naked without it. Okay. Like, I'll be driving.
It's that damn bird. Hold on.
It's like, what the hell is that noise? Lord, they're just parents.
Speaking of the nature,
there's
this
bird.
Cardinal that I thought we were past this time of the year, but he apparently, my dad and mom would say how he would be outside there, have this big window in their living room, and he would be hitting it Just running into it, just hitting cause. It. But normally early in the morning. Uh-huh. Apparently he probably sees his reflection and sees it as a threat. But that's who it was. And but I guess he might have been able to see me because as soon as I came around, he flew off.
So. Oh, so he probably saw, he was like, oh shit, maybe not.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I don't remember what I was talking about.
Your Fitbit.
Oh, yeah. I usually don't. But when I started wearing these and whenever I go somewhere, I remember when I don't have it on. Like, I'd be like, oh, I don't have my watch. And it's just good for, like, tracking. It tells you your sleep score, how well you sleep, and what you should probably do to sleep better.
Yeah. I'll try it again. One thing I'm starting to realize as I enter the third decade of my life.
Right around the corner. I still got 3 years, but it's okay. We're going to make it happen. I'm 27 around the corner.
I am able to break some habits that I, exuded as a child. Okay. So like things that I didn't really like, I'm outgrowing, things that I didn't do well as a child, I can get consistent in doing, flossing, taking pills.
Okay.
I've been a good pill taker for the last like 10 years.
I've always been a good pill taker.
Yeah. But little things. So I'm like, all right, maybe it's time for me to try watches. I hated watches as a kid.
Yeah, I never used to wear a watch. I don't. I usually don't, but this, I like it. One, it just benefits my overall goals and health and all that good stuff, which I really, really enjoy. So I like it. And you can change out the bands depending on what you got going on in life. Or if you're going somewhere and you need a little, dress it up a little bit, you can change out the band and all that stuff.
I'm not going to do all that.
Okay. I usually just don't wear it if I'm going somewhere fancy.
Yeah.
But I mean, anywhere else, though, I always have this thing on.
Yeah, I need to go ahead and get one.
It's good. Marlon is talking about get one now because every time he's like, how many miles do we do? Get your ass a watch.
Oh.
He bought me this, so this is why I always see them.
I would, but I got you one, nigga.
Right. He was like, the one on your wrist is mine. I was like, it's okay. No, but yeah, and then Marlon started school this week, so.
Yay.
Girl, clusterfuck on the school's part. Terrible with communication, but I'm not surprised. It's college.
I was about to say, I thought he wasn't going to Clark, girl. I'm just messing with you.
Damn! How Clark catch a strain and got shit to Clark? Damn! Let me tell you something. Clark still sends me emails. This whole situation, they have handled really well.
Well, that's good.
They did handle it really well, and all the students, I think they said it's all online. If you have to be on campus, they're doing, I think, 50% capacity on campus, but they're giving every single student a laptop.
That's wonderful.
Which is beautiful.
Yeah.
Because a lot of kids just can't afford one, and they have to use the library. But because of all this, they opened a fund for people to donate. Like, Clark handled it well. Like, I was like, that y'all did a good job with this one. I was very surprised.
That's good.
Now, this school, woo, they was shitty in communicating. I looked on the website because his classes are at night, so they're like 5:30 to like 9, I think. But I looked on the website on Monday because he has classes Monday, Tuesday. So I was like, let me see. They really haven't communicated their plans as far as this whole coronavirus situation. It said all classes are digital.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, so all your classes are going to be online. That's my assumption. Girl, then his class says, well, 50% hybrid. And I'm like, well, what the hell does that mean? If all classes are digital, that would override this class being half in person. Right. I don't understand. So he didn't go on Monday. And one class is fully online, so we didn't have to worry about that anyway.
Okay.
But I said, well, I said, babe, we probably need to email your teacher just to figure out, like, what's going on. Is it in person? Because in carpentry, you can't do all this shit online. You just can't.
Right.
You have to learn how to put shit together. You can't learn to make a deck on the computer.
Right.
You probably could, but
YouTube.
Yeah, but, you know, like, you're paying. You might as well. They need to show you all this shit, which, by the way, I looked in all his textbooks, how to build a deck, how to do roofing, tile. All that shit is in there. So I'm very excited, only for my own selfish purposes. But yeah, girl, come to find out, his classes are actually in person, just the assignments will be online. I said, what type? I said, y'all are shitty at the communication. I said, Marlon, have we not emailed them? They would have marked you as unattended and you would have been withdrawn from the class. Are you fucking kidding me, bro? See, I was like, this is such a college thing. I was like, this is some nigga shit. Oh my God. I was like, if we hadn't emailed him, we would have never known.
What did he say?
He was like, hey, Marlon. He was like, yeah, well, it's a hybrid class, which basically means all your classes are in person, but your assignments and quizzes and all that are online. And I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And he was telling him, like, he needed these books. And then he's like, well, since I've talked to you through email, don't worry about coming to classes this week, because the first week, no one has anything they need anyway. Mm-hmm. So he basically had a free week. But Monday coming up, he'll have to go.
Where is the school?
Right off Metropolitan Avenue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not far from me at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's like 5 miles from my house. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he has class Monday, Tuesday, 5:30 to 9:00. But then the professor said midway through the semester, because he has the same professor for both those classes, mm-hmm. he's going to start teaching both classes on one day instead of having to come back twice, which would be perfect.
Helpful, yeah.
So I think he said midway through the semester, he's going to do both classes same day, just one right after the other. We won't have to come back another day.
Yeah.
And then you just have the rest of the weekend and his other classes all online. So
nice.
Yeah, he's excited. He's, girl, him and his books. He got his notebooks ready. He got a book bag. I bought him a laptop. The boy is happy.
Yay.
So I said, you go do you, boo. He was like, I just can't wait. I'm so excited to learn everything.
Aww.
I was like, oh, I remember when I was feeling that way.
Me too.
I ain't going back. But
no,
I understand your excitement.
Right. Bask in it while it lasts.
I'm saying, hell, his ass going basically for free anyway. So
right.
Enjoy it, boo.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So that's been pretty much, that was all my week. Just trying to help him get acclimated and
finding all that shit.
Figuring
out
all that shit. I was like, what the hell? Like, I said, this is some shitty ass communication.
Oh, Lord.
Girl, and let me tell you something. They didn't actually, the school didn't email anyone till like 5:15 talking about some welcome back. All classes are digital. For people that had school that class that morning and didn't go.
Maybe they don't do any morning
classes? No, there's a lot of classes in the morning. Marlon is just in night school at the school, but they offer plenty of classes in the morning like regular college. I was like, it's 5:15 p.m.
I don't know what to tell you.
Girl, I said, ugh, this is such a college thing. Thank God.
I don't know what to tell you.
I said, thank God. I told Marlon, I said, be glad this is your only issue. Imagine if your financial aid shit wasn't straight. You would be in line there trying to get the shit fixed. And I guarantee you there's a line.
Right. That's a positive experience.
Hell no. I said, they better get this shit right. I said, because y'all, they released like their plan and all that. And I'm like, okay, well, if it's all digital, then I imagine you don't have to go. So what the hell? And then come to find out his ass had to go. But it's fine.
Well, excited to see the results.
So am I. Because he's really good with his hands. I mean, he puts shit together now without...
Right now.
All right. He puts stuff together now without really needing any type of direction or anything like that.
Kirsten said he's good with his hands and he don't need no direction.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
Anyway, ew. Double entendre. But I know now, like, because this is something he's always wanted to do, he'll be fine. I'm not worried about it.
Nice.
I'm excited just for my own selfish purposes because I need my floors done.
Yep.
But that's all. Anywho, let's get into some topics at 28 minutes in.
Let's do it.
let's just talk about the thing that took over the news this week. Kamala Harris is on
I'm over here
the
like,
ticket,
what?
Y'all.
What was it?
Kamala Harris has been announced as Joe Biden's running mate, Vice President of the United States.
She is.
A very progressive move. She is the first Black and she's Asian mm-hmm. as well. Black and Asian woman. What?
Why you look at me like, is she?
Because I just wanted to make sure I was using the right term. Because you be knowing that shit. Anyway.
She's Indian.
Yes. She is the first Black and Asian woman.
Mm-hmm.
Woman. First
black
woman
and Asian.
First black.
First Asian.
First woman. To be VP. Okay,
a VP nod.
Nod, yeah. I'm speaking it into existence. Okay, because who child, the shit we going through, honey?
Right.
Needed
to come through.
Yeah. So that pretty much took over. I saw something where someone said at first Biden was leaning more towards Elizabeth Warren, and then he said that wild shit about African Americans not being diverse compared to the Hispanic community and Latino community.
And Simone Sanders was like, nigga, this is not what we're doing.
Simone Sanders was like, God damn. Call Kamala. And then once he did that, it was like, skirt, let's go on to the black folk because you done fucked up. Black people are the reason why your ass is here. Let's be clear.
Literally.
Let's be clear. South Carolina is the entire reason why you're in this
Literally.
Position. Black people got you here. Don't start that shit. Because Biden, I was like, oh, he going to have to drop out.
And young black people.
We really ain't feeling you, bruh.
Bruh.
We really not.
We were not fucking with it then.
Fuck no. We really not fucking with it now, but you, we ain't got no choice.
And like I've been sending, I don't know who, let me shout this person out on Twitter, because I've been sending this man screenshots everywhere. I need to pin his tweets to my Twitter. Which I don't even know if you can do that.
You can.
Damn.
I think you can. If you retweet it and then pin it.
At Sean Z Gatlin, I don't know who he is. He may have a following of some sort. Tweeted, don't let Joe Biden distract you from the fact that we are still voting for Joe Biden.
Essentially.
Light bulb.
We are. Because y'all, just ignore that shit. Just ignore that shit he talking about. You have to. Because if you don't, you be like, okay, I just don't want to vote.
Don't let him distract y'all, man.
Y'all, unfortunately, this is where we're at.
This is where we're at. And, you know, I'm so excited to see Kamala. She was not my choice as a presidential nominee. However, what you just said about her being the first is groundbreaking. You know, and she was further on my list than Joe Biden was.
100%. She was, like, top five.
Yeah.
Compared to like 30 that were running at one time.
Yeah. And I feel like she would be a great, I think she is motivating a lot more people.
And a lot of women, I mean, black women regardless, be saving y'all from shit, but we ain't gonna talk about that. That's a conversation for another day.
That's a whole episode. It really is. Because
black women have to do it all the time.
But yeah, so I'm excited. I was excited.
I was excited too.
I was kind of like, okay, all right.
My thing was, if she wasn't VP, she would have been Attorney General.
Yeah.
I was like, either way, she's going to be a part of the presidential cabinet or of some sort. I was like, if she doesn't get VP, it's going to be Attorney General because of her record. Which, I mean, the thing about Kamala is her record, she couldn't defend it well, which to me, I don't see why she couldn't.
Well, she's a prosecutor.
She was a prosecutor, but she was doing her job. Like, if instead of just kind of letting it sit and people attack you, be like, yeah, I was a prosecutor. I did my job. And I'm sorry if you may not have liked that, but I have to work within the bounds of what I'm given. It's just that simple. But I saw an op-ed yesterday, by a public defender that worked with her in California. Her name was Nikki Solis, I think her name is Nikki Solis. I want to say it's Nikki. And she said basically the title was like, you know, despite what you may think, Kamala Harris was the most progressive DA in California.
I believe that. I mean, hello, Rodney King.
And she basically was like, you know, I was hesitant about doing it because I am a public defender. I'm on the opposite side of the courtroom. You know, a lot of times her and I were on opposite sides. But keep in mind, this woman, out of every district attorney in California, and even when she became attorney general, was the most progressive. She didn't do the death penalty at all. They said a lot of times, well, all the marijuana charges were usually dropped down to misdemeanors, or they didn't go to court at all. She just dropped charges, period. She started, instead of charging prostitutes, she treated them as victims. And recognize that majority of the time, well, pretty much all the time, they are part of human trafficking. And she started, it's a nonprofit, I can't think of the name of it, some type of initiative that helps girls that have been trafficked kind of rehabilitate and get back into society and all those things, which is still around today. And she gave a few other examples, but she really kind of, she was like, I mean, me and her did not agree on a lot of shit. We weren't supposed to either. She was like, but when you compare her to a lot of the other people, she by far had the best record and was the most progressive out of everybody. And they were like, well, she didn't, get rid of the death penalty. Like, well, she really can't. She can just choose not to pursue,
it. That's not a DA's job. That's not
her job. That's
or like, it within her realms of power. Right,
that's not a part of her office. They can't just, oh, we're abolishing the death penalty. Yeah. That's a law.
Yeah.
She can just choose not to pursue, which is what she did. She never pursued the death penalty at all. And a lot of people are like,
never mind.
What?
I don't believe in the death penalty in any. I think it should be abolished everywhere. But I was going to say, and honestly, if you need the death penalty in some place, California might be it, because y'all be popping up with them serial killers now.
California is known for a lot of serial
killers. Okay, sometimes you just need to take them out.
I can't. My thing with the death penalty, I don't believe in it. I'd much rather you sit and suffer.
Yeah.
That's me. Just sit and suffer. Live your entire days in a cage.
See, I feel like there should be truly rehabilitative prisons. That is where the majority of people that criminals go,
or
where it's like really, really, really rehabilitative, where it's like focused on like job training and all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you should have non-rehabilitative prison where you just sit and rot, and that's where they go.
That makes sense.
I don't give a fuck what you learn. You ain't getting out, nigga. Sit down by yourself. I'm just kidding. That's torture.
That is torture. There is a prison somewhere that actually is a rehabilitation center. It's
a lot
not
of European, I was gonna it's say, a lot of European Europe, countries, their prison systems are more rehabilitative.
Rehabilitative. I think they teach you like job training, cooking, all types of shit. But yeah, so I'm excited for this ticket. We only have two choices at this point.
Yep.
And Trump is doing everything in his power to make this election rigged.
Trump and Kanye West. Stay woke, y'all.
Yeah, i.e. defunding the Postal Service, which is fucking insane.
Did I tell you I volunteered to be a poll worker?
Yes. Did you get in?
I finally got connected with the lady.
Okay.
So I'll be volunteering. She's going to, I sent her, forwarded my information, and she's going to get me situated and make sure I'm on track for all the trainings that are coming about. So I'll be volunteering.
Oh, y'all, here we go.
Somewhere in.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. We are very happy that you guys have exercised your right to vote. My name is Deja Hunt. I am here. Deja Hunt Strickland.
You don't do all of that.
I am here to make sure y'all get through this place as efficiently as possible. The line starts where I am, and we're wrapping it around, ladies and gentlemen. Wrap it around, okay? Now, I do want you to know, if you have an absentee ballot, if you got one and you decided not to use it, I need you to go home and get it, okay? I don't want y'all standing in this line, and you can't vote, all right? Now, wrap it around. I fully see it, y'all.
It's going to be a positive experience.
It is. No, that is a positive experience.
I'm really excited.
Y'all, I'm telling y'all, when it's time to get shit done, Deja will get shit done in the most efficient way possible. So if you end up at her polling place, you'll be fine.
I'm going to work on my Spanish
for
these terms.
I'm
going to know how to speak
to
these
people. Had to work it real hard in Mexico. But you did.
Oh, yes. Only when we first got there with the driver. Oh, that was really the only time that I had to
like.
I had to try, and I was pulling it out ass.
I don't know what the hell is going on.
I was
I had to think of subject-verb agreement and all types of shit.
Sir, senor.
Deja was like, I don't know what I'm saying. It was good, though. You did good.
Look, we found it.
Yep.
But buddy, oh buddy. But yes, I won't be volunteering at my poll, but I will be volunteering somewhere in South Cobb.
Okay.
Yeah. So, super excited. I'll keep you guys posted on this process.
You'll do good.
But the lady I was talking to, y'all, wherever you are, and this is probably the case around the country, like if you can volunteer to be a poll worker, if you can take that time off, because she was like, a lot of poll workers are older retired people.
Yeah, they are.
And they are scared. They're not coming out.
The Rona.
With Corona. So she was like, I've been trying to, my daughter sounds like she's about your age. And I was like, I'm 29. She was like, yeah, my daughter's 31. So I've been telling her to get her friends. We need as many young people as we can. So I was like, well, I'll spread the word. I was like, I'll tell my husband. I might make him come out. She was like, okay, yeah, just have them give the information, send it to me. I was like, all right, I needed to tell her, but we need to be at different poll stations.
Cause yeah, y'all know. I have realized that I've been in a relationship for a year, and I realized me and Marla can't do everything together. Mm-hmm. I'd be ready to kill him.
Tyrell gonna be yelling at me. That's actually not correct.
Marla won't yell. He'll correct. Just lose his patience and walk off. He won't yell. He'll literally be like, do what you want to do and be gone. And then I'm sitting there like,
Deja, that ain't right. That yes, it is, Tyrell. Yes, it says here.
Speak of the devil.
Oh, it says. But yeah, he gonna be telling me what's wrong. I'm gonna be telling him what's right. Mm-hmm. So he needs to be somewhere else.
Yeah, I think
so. We can be the bosses at our own stations. Lord.
The thing with me and Marlon is like he'll go to do something. I'll be like, no, babe. He'd be like, Kirsten, let me do it. Ooh. Let me do it. It's been plenty of times, like especially like just, and it's a habit. It's mm-hmm. just a habit. He'll be doing something, I'll be like, you know that's right. He'd be looking, I see it. I feel like, oops, sorry. But he will lose.
And this is how people, this is how we end up in a society where people don't tell you that you've passed the exit until after you've passed the exit. Because
can't say shit. Every time I say something, you get an attitude. So I'm going to let you be.
Damn. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But all right, what else has happened this week?
I might have to do the poll volunteering, then we'll see. Marlon can't volunteer yet.
Volunteer, girl. If you can take that day off of work, it's paid. You know it's paid.
Is it?
Yeah, girl.
Oh, well, shit, I might have to go on.
I think it's like $100 and something for the day.
I'll take it.
Don't quote me on, or like $20 an hour or something like that.
Huh, okay. Yeah. In baby news, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend are having another baby.
You already know. I could have
sworn she told me they only had a boy and a girl, like, left. Because I think she had to get her eggs, like, she had to do in vitro, right? I could have sworn she did. I could have sworn I
said,
saw.
Wait, pause. You said, I could have sworn she told me, like.
I know. I don't talk to
like
Chrissy
y'all
Teigen.
Was texting.
I know. No, I could have sworn she said she only had a boy and a girl as far as, I don't know the proper term.
Eggs?
Valuable eggs. But hey.
Maybe Corona just worked its magic.
Maybe. Go ahead, girl.
It bees like that sometimes.
Luna and Miles are going to have a sibling. The yeah. cutest babies.
I don't know if Luna's ready for this. I feel like Luna going to be like, all right now.
I'm tired. One was enough.
Okay. I feel like little Miss Luna be like, all right. This is cutting right. into my time.
Exactly. I was She's perfectly
so
fine.
They're both so cute.
They are.
They're just
they're
dreamy
adorable.
Kids.
They're adorable. And I they're love both. The fact that they name their kids regular ass, like,
yeah.
chill names.
Yeah.
Luna and Miles.
Right. And they're both, like, perfect mixes of the mm-hmm. two of them.
Miles looks just like John.
Oh, I feel like it's also a nice amount of Chrissy.
I feel like he is. I think Luna is more Chrissy than John, mm-hmm. but I feel like Miles is, he's a good mix, mm-hmm. but he's definitely
when,
John
I think,
Legends.
I think she posted some baby pictures of John, and I was like, oh, whoa. It looked just like Miles.
He's cute, though.
They're both cute. So I love them all.
Dwayne Johnson has been named the highest paid actor for the second year in a row.
Yo.
I love The Rock. I truly do. But y'all throwing the bag at him like that? But he does
the same
type of
movie.
Every, like, multiple times a year.
My thing is, who's seeing him?
You'd be surprised. I did go see Jumanji too, but it was actually pretty good.
So this is your fault.
I don't know if it's my fault. I don't go
you
see
also
everything.
Saw that Hobbs movie, didn't you?
I did go see Hobbs and Shaw.
This is your fault.
It's not.
Did you go see the Earthquake movie too?
No, I saw that on TV. I didn't go see San Andreas.
What other The Rock movies have you seen in the last year? Because I feel like there's probably more.
San Andreas didn't come out this year.
In the last year. 2 years then.
Just the Jumanjis. And Hobbs and Shaw.
No, you've seen more. I can see it on your face.
No, when was the last Fast and Furious?
I've got the IMDb app on my phone.
Okay.
Oh, so you went and saw that too?
The one that he cussed everybody out about? Yeah. I did go see that one.
No, not the movie. The person. Rock.
The Rock.
I'm looking.
Or why don't you search Dwayne Johnson?
That's what I think I need to search because yep. he's not popping up. Mm-mm. Okay. I didn't go to see that, but I did like Moana. Fighting with My Family. You saw that shit?
The wrestling on regular one? TV, yeah. But he was barely in that, actually.
Skyscraper. Did you go see that?
Mm-mm.
Rampage.
The Gorilla. I saw it on TV.
Okay. Jumanji.
That one was funny, but go ahead. The Gorilla was fun.
The Baywatch.
On TV, which is a shitty movie.
Okay,
he,
so...
He admitted to it being shitty. He was like, it's a terrible movie. I'm sorry.
Since 2017, the only Rock movies you went to theaters and saw, it sounds like, was The Fate of the Furious, mm-hmm. Jumanji, mm-hmm. and then Hobbs and Shaw, mm-hmm. and then Jumanji mm-hmm. 2. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll give it to you.
I don't go see a lot of his movies in person. When it's action, I mean, since I've been dating Marlon, that's what he likes. So we'll go see a lot of action movies, but I don't go see a lot of his movies. Unless they're on TV, I watch it. San Andreas actually wasn't bad. San Andreas is pretty good. Rampage was pretty good. Yeah, that's about it.
I think the last time I saw a movie with The Rock in it in theaters was The Fast and the Furious when Paul Walker passed.
Mm, that was a good one.
It was a good one. That was the last time that they were good.
True.
But y'all keep watching them.
I don't think he's in the new one. I'm pretty sure he's not in the new one because, you know, Tyrese would have been upset if he was in it.
Wait, I thought it was Vin Diesel that didn't get along with him.
They squashed their beef. They actually get along well now.
Oh. Okay.
But Tyrese went on this whole, I don't know if you paid attention. This is when he had his moment of, what more do you want from me?
And
Will and Jada giving me $5 million and all that shit. Yeah. That's also when The Rock was making the Hobbs and Shaw movie.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because they made that, it pushed back the production of The Fast and Furious.
This is coming back to me
and
now.
He was pissed off and was like, if your family, you wouldn't go make that movie. And God, it was just wildness. And needless to say, Tyrese and The Rock are no longer friends.
And that's really sad because they don't even live that far from each other. Because The Rock is right over here in Powder Springs. And Tyrese, if he still has it, had his house right in Buckhead.
He probably does.
Y'all could have met in West Midtown.
Is The Rock still in Atlanta? I think he moved to California.
He bought his production company is based here. He has homes in California. True. But he bought a huge.
Really?
Yes.
In Powder Springs.
Yeah. Huh. I think it was rumored. I don't know if this is true, but it was rumored to be like $9 million. Do you know what $9 million can get you in Powder Springs?
A whole.
Do you know what $300,000 can get you in Powder Springs?
A whole lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know. Mm. But yeah, I think they asked him about it on Watch What Happens Live, and he was like, "Yeah, so have you and Tyrese fixed your friendship, or are you something about are you fighting, or have y'all fixed y'all beef?" He was like, "In order for it to be a beef, it has to involve two people. Tyrese was fighting by himself."
Ooh. Well, hey, that's a word though.
It was.
That's a word.
And he was like, "And no, we haven't talked to him, and no, I won't talk to him."
Right.
And that's that.
Ty.
There goes that.
Sweet
CeeLo decided to open his big mouth.
And it is big.
And went crazy. And decided to blame the fate of music on women.
Of course.
Basically, it was in response to WAP by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. Which is still causing quite a stir. I watched this video of this grandma listening to WAP today.
Oh my God, I saw that. The white lady.
She said, brought back memories. He was like, what?
Yeah, I remember when people used to put that little thingily thing in the back of my throat. Grandkids.
No, that was wild. And essentially, yeah. So, I mean, he got swift backlash. And then he came out and apologized and said that he supports everyone. And yeah.
Well, he apologized for the misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. Nigga, you said what you said. Uh-huh. Channel your inner NeNe Leakes, and if that's how you feel that way. Mm-hmm. But don't be upset when we check you on it and let you know that your feelings are antiquated.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't had a hit
in a really long time.
So sit your goody mob ass down.
The allegations about him, was it rape? Rape allegations, sexual assault allegations like that. Against him.
Yeah.
And it's been his downfall. And then I was like, who asked CeeLo what he thought about WAP?
You said you wanted a closet freak. Oh, well, I guess that's the problem. They weren't in the closet, huh?
Yeah, they were.
She's so freaky. I used to love that song.
That was a good song.
It's such a shame, CeeLo. You actually are very,
very
much
talented.
Yeah.
He's a great writer.
Y'all just be out here acting like music is so elite that only penises can do it a certain way. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. That is the problem. Yep. But yeah, I saw that. And it really, and also I was just talking to someone on Twitter about this. It's like, y'all still getting on here damn near a whole week later complaining about WAP.
I know, let it go. It's not going anywhere. Just let it go. Move on. It's not stopping you from doing anything. If you don't like it, don't listen to it.
Don't listen to it.
It's that simple.
Don't listen to that. Don't listen to Trina.
Yeah.
Don't listen to Lil Kim. Kaya, Lil Kim. Don't listen to none of it.
Mm-mm.
Because what I don't want to see y'all doing is talking about WAP today and then diddy bopping to My Neck, My Back tomorrow.
True. True.
Or look back at it.
True.
Because that's my nasty shit.
Anyway.
I like that.
Nick Cannon is set to sue Viacom for $1.5 billion, the estimated value of Wildin' Out.
Is Wildin' Out really worth that much?
I think it was the long... It's worth quite a penny. It's the longest running show on MTV.
$1 billion?
I don't know where he got the billy from, but yeah. I could have seen a few million, more than 1.5 million for sure.
I just thought for $1 billion, we could get some better talent.
Yeah. I mean, I stopped watching Wildin' Out after we went to the live one, and I was like...
Oh, I love... First of all, do you not follow them on Instagram?
Who?
Wildin' Out.
Mm-mm.
You should. If you just want a comedic break
yeah.
every now and then on your timeline, mm-hmm. which... Now that you mention it, did they like disable the page or something? Because I actually haven't.
Probably. I mean, they're not recording. He's off. I know.
Yeah, there. They haven't posted since July 14th.
Yep.
And they normally post multiple times a day. Mm-hmm. So it must be, yeah, must be impacted. But so it's, I don't know if you want to follow it now, but you can go back and just visit. I would literally do that like before bed, especially after watching like something heavy mm-hmm. or if there's a lot on my mind, mm-hmm. just for some quick jokes and laughter. I say love Wildin' Out.
The clips are funny. The clips have me cry, especially DC Young Fly
okay.
and Emmanuel Ass. And then when Carlos and Chico Bean did the little old school rap. My favorite one they did was when they were, Safari was there.
Okay, I've probably seen it because I've
and
seen.
And it was right after him and Nicki Minaj episodes. Broke up
mm-hmm.
and they let his ass have
oh,
it.
Oh, I believe it.
They let his ass have it. It was so funny. I said, oh, well.
And it's just, you love it when the guests can take a joke.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best. But yeah, I love Wildin' Out. I've seen a lot of their episodes.
Same.
I watch it. I watched it. Regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he'll get 1.3 billion. I just hope that he can at least get the rights to it so that he could at least shop around
and take it elsewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. They might give it to him, but I mean, Wildin' Out is very valuable to MTV.
Now where it would go,
I think he could probably take it to Netflix. They would have more control and they wouldn't have to be censored.
Kirsten, I wasn't even thinking about Netflix and how. How do I not think about Netflix?
I don't know.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. If I was them, I would take it to Netflix because they wouldn't have to worry about being censored. They say whatever the hell. I mean, they say whatever the hell they want now.
Yeah.
But a lot of times the joke loses its funny when you got to bleep shit out.
And there's nothing like that on Netflix. Mm-mm. There's not a variety show Mm-mm. that I'm aware of.
Nope, there's not. There's stand-up comedy, but though there's no show like Wildin' Out.
Speaking of stand-up comedy, I watched this girl I'd never heard of her, Black Gay Girl mm-hmm. special on Netflix. Did you watch it?
Not yet.
Hilarious.
Is it?
Literally okay. One of the best Netflix stand-up specials I've seen, and I've seen quite a few.
A lot. There's a lot on there, okay. And a lot of them are trash.
And for some big-time comedians.
Yeah,
Wanda
yeah.
Sykes, not funny.
I was not funny. I watched it, I was like, this is not good.
Not
and I love
funny.
Wanda Sykes.
Me too.
That wasn't it, girl.
Girl. Mm-mm. Aziz Ansari, nah. Dave Chappelle's are funny.
Yeah, his are always pretty funny.
Is
Gerard Carmichael's on there? Because his is funny.
I don't know.
Huh. I can't remember.
From the Carmichael show?
Yeah.
I'll look.
I can't remember if it was on HBO or Netflix.
Whatchamacallit is funny. Dion Cole.
Yeah, his is funny.
His is funny.
His is funny.
Yeah.
He's funnier in that than he is in anything else.
He's funny in Grown-ish.
Yeah, that's
out of the issues.
It's random as fuck. His shit is random on Grown-ish.
His,
I said, when did he become a dean of whatever?
From the beginning.
I was like,
he was a marketing professor.
Yeah, I was like, how did...
He just like, I can't remember exactly, but they mentioned it because they came back to school and they were just like us.
How
how the fuck did you get this job? Yeah. And he says something. I think it had to do with some sort of racial quota or something.
I'm like, what?
He be cracking me up on grown-ish because they be looking at him like, nigga.
Yeah. How the fuck did you get this job?
Right. How are you? Why? How? What?
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's funnier in that than he is in Black-ish. You saw Kenya Barry said that they're also looking to do another spinoff.
How, in what way?
Child, what? I don't know. Marseille didn't say.
Gonna get her own shit.
If it ain't that,
I don't want it. What else could there possibly be? I don't watch Mixed Dish.
I watched a few episodes and they weren't funny.
I mean, I watch Black-ish still and I watch Grown-ish.
I don't really watch Black-ish. I'll watch it if it comes up.
Yeah, and I don't go seek it out or anything.
Nope. Grown-ish is the only one that I actively watch. I don't know.
Can you bear to show that he had on Netflix that was like a sketch?
Black AF?
I like that. That was pretty funny.
I didn't. I didn't think it was very funny. However, everybody that said that the second half was better than the first half.
It really is.
100%. Because the first three episodes.
It's not that. I wasn't laughing at all. I was irritated. Towards the end, it gets pretty funny.
After what, from the their vacation on, that was funny.
That shit is hilarious.
From the vacation on, from the moment they made the joke about the Africans, I was like, oh, this show is taking a turn.
Oh my gosh,
I'm here now.
That show was so damn. Oh my god, wait, what episode was it with Lena Waithe? Was that in the beginning or the second? I feel
that's
like that was like
in the middle,
right in the middle.
I think that may be episode four.
Okay,
that one wasn't that funny to me.
But the vacation had me dying.
The vacation was the best.
I said, their asses are stupid as hell.
I will say that I thoroughly appreciated and understood. From episode one, the because of slavery titles and puns. Mm-hmm. That was funny to me, just the fact that he did that, because that shit is so true. You'd be like, this shit, white people, why does this why is it like, it's because of slavery.
Right, it's that simple.
It's slavery. Very simple.
Yeah, no, it's funny. The second half is funny, because the first couple episodes, I did go to sleep.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't get it. And then, yep, that vacation, when they got on that damn jet. And he was like, why the fuck are you here?
Yes.
I was like, uh-oh. I was like, oh, here we go. When
he's the boyfriend sitting there regretting the fact that he got this damn jet.
Yeah. He was like, but do you want, they got this one here. I forgot what he kept trying to get them to
all
eat.
All they wanted to do was sit and listen to their music.
He was like, eat all this shit. I paid for it. God damn.
And then she gonna look at the camera with the flight attendant. She really wants to know. She really bad wants to know what we do.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to give her the pleasure of telling her. Yeah. So, does your husband have surgeries tomorrow?
Right.
He's not a doctor.
He's not a doctor. That shit was funny.
Yeah.
And then we'll do second to last but not least.
Okay.
The governor of Bryan. Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Withdrew his lawsuit that he filed against Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms after the White House Task Force on the Coronavirus basically said that Georgia should do mask mandates. And yeah, we told you, and that's that.
Brian.
And then last but not least, I kind of betrayed you, but I did start watching P-Valley.
That's fine.
It's good as fuck.
I know.
Oh, it's good as fuck.
I know.
Ooh, that's a good ass show.
Okay. Damn.
I'm sorry, but it's good as hell. You gotta watch.
Maybe I'll watch it on, I don't know. I can start watching it whenever.
Start on Sunday. Just binge it on Sunday.
How many episodes in?
Five.
Okay, that's a good enough to binge.
I think they're doing 8 to 10 episodes, probably 8 first season. But it did get renewed for the second season. And let me tell you something, I never really wanted to try pole dancing.
You sound like my mother.
But now that I have watched it, I never wanted to try pole dancing,
but oh my god, we gotta get the girls together to go do it. Terry, if you don't sit your ass down. Sit down.
I can't do none of that shit. I know I'm a little crazy. No.
Well, when you go to the pole dancing classes, I've been to 2 or 3 of the beginner classes, and it's all the same thing.
Yeah.
The first, like, 10 to 15 minutes, you spend just playing with the pole, like, bounce your booty and doing these little, like, warm-up things. Then they start to teach you the routine that you learn, and it's just a simple, like, couple of dances, like, 4 to 8 counts of dance moves, and then it always culminates with a spin at the end.
I figured there's a spin thrown in there.
Yeah, that
wrap
shit.
Wrap your leg.
Just the baby spin that they try to teach us.
It's hard.
harder than it fucking looks. You'd be thinking, oh, we can do the spin. My body's not moving. I'm not moving. How do I move? I'm just stuck.
Once I started watching it, I was like, let me look. Because a lot of those actors I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I knew the guy, the light-skinned guy that's in it. He's in a Tyler Perry show. He's in The Haves and the Have-Nots. I won't know that. I've never watched it, but he's fine. Oh, I've seen him in person a couple times.
Terry Perry. Tyler Perry will find a fine non-acting motherfucker.
The boy is fine. He can act. Okay. He's doing pretty good. The boy is fine. But no, I was like, let me look. Because them girls do the shit. Like, they're doing the stunts. So mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck? And one of the main girls in it, come to find out, she was a choreographer and all this stuff. And she did acting, but she wasn't, of course, not a trained pole dancer. And then come to find out, she basically did all her stunts in the show, except for shit that, like, if she would have fell, she'd have died. Because mm-hmm. it was a liability. Mm-hmm. But, like, no, these bitches got talent, honey. That's good. Like, they legit are really doing this shit. I was like, oh.
It is okay. Something that you can train, though. Yeah. I have a friend from college. It's a he. That's his workout. Like, that's mm-hmm. what he does. And he's been doing it for probably well over a year now.
Yeah.
And he'll post his videos. When I tell you he is coming along the way, he be doing some tricks up on that pole.
Honey.
I'd be like, you better do
They be it. Killing that shit. And then I said, oh, I have new respect. Like, this is hard.
And it's all about, like, which the thing that blows me for real in real life is that girls that come from nothing mm-hmm. learn this shit. Because, mm-hmm. like, you have people that can learn it, but they're learning it in, like, trained class environments. Yeah. But it's like, these girls that just go and this is what they have to do. Mm-hmm. Like,
they just got to figure it out.
And it's basic stuff. Like, okay, this is, like, set position. Mm-hmm. If you want to do anything up there, you always are going to have to come here. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. Mm-hmm. We don't give the art enough credit.
No.
Well, in some clubs we do.
Yeah.
Because I'll never forget Bambi, the baddest stripper I've ever seen. She worked at Charlotte at uh-huh. Club Onyx.
Uh-huh.
Bad brown skin bitch. Okay. Skin was perfect. Body uh-huh. was on point. Hair was late. Start tapping her ass. It was like down to here.
Uh-huh.
Like 26, 28 inches.
Mm-hmm.
We was in line to get into the club early,
mm-hmm.
even though we had a section. So I guess we had to be there before a certain time. Bambi was rolling up her Range Rover.
Oh, shit. Well, damn, Bambi. You clearly are doing better than me.
Okay.
Let me help you pay your car note.
Because I had to check my account before I paid my contribution to this section. And I had to make sure I had enough left for the chicken wings.
No, it's a good show. I really enjoy it. And just the overall storyline, the whole, it's just so much going on in that show. And it's so damn good. It's really, like,
all right, when stars.
When they first promoted, I was like, P-Valley, what the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm.
And then I started seeing it trend, and I was like, okay, clearly.
The name made me think it was going to be about porn.
I did too.
Not porn girls, not strippers.
Yeah. And then once I started, like, seeing little clips, I was like, all right, let me go ahead and take a look. I was bored. And then I was like, oh, this shit is actually good.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
It's good. I've only heard good things.
Yeah, really good storyline. And the creator of the show is it's a black woman. But she, like, every week she goes and just explains, like, well, this is why we wanted to do this, and this is why we wanted to do this. And exploring sexuality amongst men in the South is even a part of, like, it's... Because y'all know, sexuality amongst men in the South is a taboo topic, and everybody's just uber masculine and uber straight.
Everybody is Lil Boosie.
Yeah, essentially.
Mark Zuckerberg! Send me to an orientation or some shit, Mark Zuckerberg. Don't take my shit.
That man was hurt.
Who is Mark Zuckerberg?
Who is that?
Zuckerberg?
That's Boosie.
Anyway. Speaking of Boosie.
Work playlist.
We'll move into the work. I ain't got no Boosie on my work playlist this
either.
Week.
But, I ain't listening
but don't get it twisted. I always have time for a little set it off.
Okay.
Sorry, y'all. I'm pulling it up. I got distracted because as soon as I said set it off, I started rapping set it off lyrics in my head.
I mean, you can't help but to do it.
Quicker than you can count to 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's my favorite part of the song. And I can fuck a bad bitch. Quicker than you can count to 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hey.
Mm-hmm. Da,
She's from DC, guys. She doesn't appreciate the greatness.
I do appreciate. Trust me, Boosie was big in DC.
That's surprising.
He was big.
Boosie, like, was that nigga. And I don't understand what
happened.
I don't understand the connection. Mm-hmm. It's something about if you have a certain amount of testosterone in your body and a certain amount of melanin in your body. Mm-hmm. You have this innate connection to Boosie. Yeah. That it just like fires up this tribalism in them.
It makes you just very excited.
I don't know. It's weird.
Boosie makes good music. He's just ignorant as hell.
He is.
Oh, child. He should be in jail for admitting to getting his kids molested.
Okay.
But that's neither here nor there.
All right.
Somebody should have called CPS.
LPS.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
Anyways. Mm-hmm. Okay. So work playlist for this week. Tiana Major 9 released.
Good music. Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, that makes me think of when we had to guess what the acronym for good music was. The record label in hip hop trivia.
What is it?
Something that sounds like it came out of Kanye West's head.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember. Something about dreams, I think.
I imagine it would be something about dreams.
Yeah. Anyways, okay. Tiana Major 9 released her album this mm-hmm. week, and it was very, very good. Mm-hmm. It's short. It's a quick listen, but it is beautiful. Her voice is just impeccable. It's so pretty. It brings me to tears. My favorite song is Same Space, with a close runner-up being Exclusively. But Same Space, y'all, that's the moment it played, I had chills.
Shout out from Adele on that one.
Really? Mm-hmm. I believe it. That's, I had chills. I was like, woo, woo. The lyrics, her voice, the music, it's beautiful, y'all. Go listen to her album if you haven't already. I also spent time and listened to Aminé.
I think it's Aminé.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Aminé's new album, also fire. I love Aminé. I do too. So, like, I had a feeling I was going to like it.
Caroline, hey. You define. Mighty fine.
Hey.
The one here about your horoscope or what? Is that a different song?
I think it might be.
It might be. Sorry.
No, it is. It's the same song. Oh, I know. Okay. You just went to a completely different part. And
I was trying because I couldn't remember the. Yep,
yeah. Ahead. All right. But yeah, his album is really good. It's called. What is it called? Limbo. Take a listen to that. A couple of my favorite songs from that one is. Woodlawn and Compensating, which Compensating features Young Thug. So I also just like how it's like you can really understand what he's talking about and relate, but it's also like slightly ignorant. I love it.
Oh yeah, slightly ignorant. Yeah. But he makes really good music. He does. He doesn't get enough credit either.
Thank you, Kirsten.
He doesn't.
And I also just really still appreciate his appearance in Insecure this season.
That shit was funny.
That was funny.
She said, nigga, I'm from Philly.
He says, so you've got three branches. Didn't he say, like, it was something stupid, like the presidential.
It was dumb as hell. It was so ignorant. I was like, what? You know what? In my head, I was like, the executive, the legislative. No.
Said something really dumb.
I want to say he said the presidential, I want something about the military.
Yes, something stupid.
Something dumb as hell. And
like, Issa's brother's looking at him like,
is that right?
I'm right now. All right.
Issa's brother is my favorite.
He's
because him and Kelly hate each other.
Right. And we don't know why.
Right.
We don't know why. Georgia Smith also had a new song that was released called Rose Rogue. If you like jazz, you will probably like it. If you do not like jazz, you probably won't, like it. Because it's not a lot of like lyrics and stuff. It's more so like short little, she's saying
like
the same thing.
Second album. Got it.
No, not like that.
Because her album was like that.
But not really.
It was not Seat at the Table. It was not Seat at the Table. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Because I hate that album. I do. I love Solange, and I hate that album. It's not. I can't stand that album.
There's a couple of good songs. You don't like Almeida?
That's okay.
And that, there's one other song I like on there.
Yeah, I understand.
The one where she's talking about getting head.
I mean, yes, I fully understand your creative process and you don't want to do the same thing over.
I don't understand that shit.
But that album, I was like, Solange.
You had us wait for this?
This was not Seat at the Table.
No, it wasn't. Seat at the Table, we knew it was a classic from the minute it... Fall in your ways. Oh, shit. What is these harmonies?
This is where we're going.
And yeah.
And this is where we arrive.
And yeah. Her first album's really good, too.
It is.
Last call out I had, because I had quite a bit of stuff, and I decided to kind of just filter it down to my favorites. But Mariah the Scientist, you know her? Mm-hmm. I don't really know her. I'm going to go back and listen
to
more stuff.
I've heard a few of her stuff, but I don't listen to her a lot, but I've heard. Okay. She's good, though.
You know the song she has with Lil Baby, Always and Forever?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that.
It's good.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So y'all got plenty to listen to, because, again, I said listen to the whole damn albums for Aminé and Tiana Major 9. All right. Don't hold back. Listen to the whole. Tiana Major 9's is literally like 30 minutes.
Yeah. You can listen to that when you're taking a shower.
It's like 7 tracks and 2 of them are interludes. Maybe even 3.
There you go.
Okay. What about you, Kirsten?
So Drake dropped a new song, if you haven't heard, Laugh Now, Cry Later.
Wait, is this the one with Lil Durk?
Mm-hmm.
How is it?
It's actually all right.
Okay.
But you know with Drake, half the time his videos don't match the song.
What's the video?
He's at Nike headquarters and Kevin Durant, Odell Beckham, and...
He wants to be an athlete so bad. Poor baby.
And somebody else, isn't it? I can't remember. But the song is pretty good. I mean, it's Drake. Every song he puts out is decent.
That's not true.
That's true.
That's not true, because the last two things he put out were hot, stank trash.
Okay. Anywho, yep, it's called Laugh Not Cry. It's funny. It's Drake, you know, he always throws a little bit of a sense of humor in it, too.
Mm-hmm.
In the video, he's crying out of the blue. Like, it's random. But the song, I actually like the song. And Lil Durk's verse is pretty good, too.
I'm ready for Drake to take a break from rapping.
He did. He done took a break for 18?
No. I'm ready for him to take a break from rapping.
Oh, like, stop.
Mm-hmm. And just maybe, like, pursue acting for, like, the next 5 years.
I would like Wheelchair Jimmy to come back.
Because I feel like he's not inspired with his music anymore.
I mean, once you've reached the top, it's kind of, you got to keep finding inspiration.
Yeah.
Yep. Drake from 2012, 2013 was a different Drake.
Yeah.
This Drake is,
the 2009 Drake to 2011.
Yeah.
And then 2012, we start to see the shift into the ain't shit Drake, and I'm really going to be the thug that I've always wanted to, mm-hmm. and I'm big enough to where I can, and y'all can't really play me for it, Drake. And then that kind of went to a whole new level, circa like 2017, and it's just been very mediocre since.
Mm. The name of his new album is called Certified Lover Boy. Mm. So we'll see how that goes. Trey Songz also put out a new song called Circles. It's all about black love. It's actually a good song. I enjoy it.
I'm gonna listen to it because he clapped back at that girl that was like, he clapped all back love.
Hard.
Yeah.
And he chose a very beautiful chocolate girl to be his love interest, which he got a lot of criticism for in his early days about always having light-skinned girls. So there's that. But the song
better
is basically
late than never.
You know, do what you gotta do. The song is about black love. It's a good song. I enjoy it. It's Trey Songz.
Look, but his baby mama black. She not like,
she's cute.
She's not like brown, dark skin, but she's darker than I thought she would be. She's more black than I thought she would be.
She's a very beautiful girl.
Yeah,
too.
She is.
And that baby. Oh, he's so cute, Noah.
Yeah. I when I saw her, I was like, okay, Trey. Okay.
She wasn't what anybody was expecting. I think it was more like, she's a normal girl.
I was here for it.
I was too. I said, do it, boo. But I think a lot of people were just like,
you know what?
She's not an Instagram model.
Wow. You know what? The shocker is, honestly, like, if I would have had to have put baby mamas with rappers or singers like that, I would have put Drake's baby mama with Trey Songz and Trey Songz' baby mama with Drake.
With Drake?
But, like, yeah. Really? Drake's, that shocked me.
I mean, it threw everybody for a loop with her. It was like, who?
Because don't get me wrong, I know he likes like all, but Drake to me has always been more open about truly liking all women.
Yeah.
of all kinds of shades
and sizes. He don't care.
Exactly.
Drake just like women.
Yeah.
And thick girls, skinny girls, regular looking girls. Yeah. All Drake just like girls.
He's like any wop wop wop.
It all is fine.
Right. Literally.
Yeah, that's true. I could see that. And Trey Songz was always known to be with the beautiful Instagram. Yeah, that's true. Well, a lot of people were like, Drake, what happened from... Okay. Hey, man. But that baby cute.
He looked just like his grandma.
Just like his grandmama. I said, Drake ain't had shit to do with that.
Right.
Okay, let's see. Oh, Jacob Lattimore has a song with...
You like it?
What?
Go ahead and tell him who it's with.
Trevor Jackson. Woo, child.
Okay, maybe I haven't heard this.
You probably then. Haven't.
He has another song.
With who?
It's on the newness playlist, and I heard it, and I was like, ooh.
You mean with Jagged Edge?
I don't remember that either.
Okay.
But yep, it is. It's with Jagged Edge. And yes. Thank you, Kirsten. Because
you're welcome.
No. No, it's not. I lied.
Oh, okay.
It's with Eric Bellinger. That's the one I heard.
Oh, I don't like that one.
I was like, what the fuck is this?
Eric Bellinger does better than that, and I didn't like it.
Yeah. Go ahead. So I need to listen to the one you're telling me about.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. And then, Wizkid and Her, their song called Smile. It's cute.
Haven't listened to
it. It's good. I like it.
Okay. I like both of them.
And then where's the other one? Baby Rose. I like Baby Rose for her voice. It's so unique.
It goes with certain things, so it doesn't go with everything.
It doesn't. I think this is the song I'm thinking about. It is Show You.
Okay.
It's actually pretty good. I heard it maybe a couple weeks ago. I think somebody on a podcast I was listening to ended up playing it. But it's actually really good. It's very, because her voice to me is very old school, jazzy. Feel, but that song, it's good. It goes very well with her vocal tone.
Okay.
She don't sound how she look at all. Her voice is deep and very raspy.
I know what she looks like,
And
you're right.
Jazzy. I never thought about that. But that song is good. It's called Show You. It's a good song. She killed that.
Okay.
Baby Rose hit them notes, honey.
Yeah. Doe, a deer, a female deer.
Ma'am. And let me make sure I'm not forgetting anything. That is all. My gosh.
Is that not one of your favorite movies?
It's okay. It's not my favorite. But I don't think I have a favorite.
I mean, it's not my favorite, but it's up there, man.
It's a good movie.
All 3.5 million hours of it. The fact that there's a fucking interlude in that movie, y'all. I love The Sound of Music and the fact that I love it, and there's not one black person in it. Ah,
that's a lot of movies these days.
Well, that movie was made in like the 60s.
I know, I'm just saying, in general.
And it does take place in Austria.
Also true.
But so that's why I was never too upset that there
you
were
can.
No black
it's
people.
Austria.
In Austria circa 1940.
There won't be any black people.
I mean, hey, mm-mm. I'm glad that there were no black slaves.
I mean, they saved you from that.
Whew. All right. So we will move on to professional clapback today.
Mm-hmm.
And today we're going to talk about expressing to someone that what they are asking of you to do is above your motherfucking pay grade. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not my job. That's not in my job description. I don't know why you would think that that's my job. But the professional way to say that is, that's a great question for leadership. Or you can, my leadership, my superior, my supervisor. That's a great comment or question for them. Here's their information, or if you feel like passing along, I'll pass it along for you, because sometimes people be wanting to go off on you about decisions that you can't change, and they know that you can't change it. And the thing that gets me every time too is when they say, I know you can't change anything,
so why are we still talking about it?
And then they always proceed to ramble on, I know you can't do anything, but I'll escalate that for you. Mm-hmm. That's a great question for my leadership.
Yep.
All right. So can we move on to XYZ?
Mm-hmm. Something y'all, I can help you with.
Something I can help you with, because right now we're just sitting in here literally looking at each other on Zoom. You may actually be looking at my Sade in the background. Yes, she is beautiful. But this got awkward because I can't help you. Nope. And I don't know what you want me to do. So I hope that helps y'all. Unless you are the boss and you listening to this, like, don't bring that shit to me. I can't make no changes either.
Well, we just shit out of luck then.
I hope y'all enjoy that. Let me know if it comes in handy. Did we have any emails?
I can look.
Kirsten's checking. She's got the tip of the week.
I always have the tip of the week.
I had it last week.
For once.
Shady boots.
Just saying.
Shady boots.
Y'all, how many times in the last, I don't know, since we've been back since from quarantine, that I've asked Deja, you got a tip?
No.
I'm just saying.
That's how I say it?
Yes. You'd be like, no.
No.
No, we don't have any emails.
Emails?
Yes, that's the word. Woo child. But if you would like any piece of advice or to talk to us or ask us anything, it doesn't have to be work related. You can email us at asknsfw@gmail.com. That is asknsfw@gmail.com.
I will say I did get a shout out, or I talked to, I'm trying to pull it up so I can remember exactly, but no, it wasn't an Instagram. It was just our comments when we were talking about our house, the house, mm-hmm. you looking for houses mm-hmm. and how the market is changing. I shout out to my friend Ashley. Happy belated birthday. I know I've told you like on your birthday, but this is your birthday shout out on the podcast.
Happy birthday.
Kirsten's face. You've met her before too, but I'll describe her off air. You'll be like, oh yeah, she was at your bridal shower.
I know you're talking about. Yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm. We went to college together, but we were talking about our comments about the housing market as well. And just her and her husband are looking right now and struggle, how challenging is real, it is. Boo. And the price range that a lot of us have been looking in. So.
It's shitty.
I know y'all are listening.
Not the price range. The price range is ideal for Georgia. The problem is the market is extremely oversaturated. There's far more demand than there is supply. Kirsten, and on top of...
We talked about it on the last episode.
I just went over this the other day and it just got me riled up
I can see it too. She was passionate. She just wanted to let us know.
Because, y'all, I'm so sick of this shit. And I'm not even looking for a house in Georgia. But I know next year it's not going to be fun.
I understand.
And I love looking at houses. But that's neither here nor there.
But, yes, shout out to Ashley. I know y'all are listening. Kirsten knows y'all are listening. Mm-hmm. But please write in. Let us know. Tweet us.
Don't text us. We ain't going to give you our number.
Unless you already got our numbers. Right. And then you can text us if you're really like a friend. But mm-hmm. if you email us, maybe you can be our friend. And right. then maybe we can text you.
Right. There you go.
All right. That's all. I'll let Kirsten go on with the tip.
Okay. First of all, why are you looking off into the distance?
I don't know. It's pretty out there.
Okay, my tip of the week. Let's see.
She ain't got shit either, y'all.
I do, bye. Actually.
Bye.
No, I do, for real. I do. Okay. Communication is always important, right? Mm-hmm. I think it...
I'm listening.
Okay. If you are in a relationship, and really this applies to anything, a mother to a parent, a boyfriend to a girlfriend, wife to a husband, don't really matter.
A wife to a wife?
A wife to a wife.
A husband to a husband.
I think that's it.
An owner to their dog?
I mean, kind of, but the dog really... I mean, well, technically, yeah. All right, anyway. If you give communication as far as what you would like to see improved upon in a relationship, make the effort. If you truly care about the relationship, make the effort to improve upon whatever it is your other half is asking for. Don't be that person that's like, all right, and then no shit change.
Look, you and get then, what you get, and you don't say shit.
Don't listen to Deja.
I'm just kidding.
Y'all gonna be divorced. Y'all gonna be divorced and single.
I'm just kidding. Kirsten's making, literally, she's speaking the gospel
if
right
you
now.
Are, like, y'all, in order to make something work, you both have to put in the effort.
Yep.
And you also have to adapt. You do. It's just that simple. You can't go into a relationship being like, well, that's just how I am. That's not gonna work. Because how you are... It's getting on their goddamn nerve. It's that simple. So, if somebody is coming to you about, hey, you know, I really would appreciate if you did this, or I really would like it if you did that. And if your response is, all right, I'll do it, and then months down the line, ain't shit changed, I promise you, it's not going to go well, because they've asked, and they had a conversation, and they communicated that with you. Mm-hmm. So then, months down the line, when the attitude kicks in, mm-hmm. don't be surprised. Mm. That's all I got to say.
And if it's something that you can't change, or you're not willing to, you need to say that up front, yeah. instead of saying, okay.
Yeah, you need to communicate that that's not something that you're willing to compromise on. And then you figure out how to go about it. But relationships are all about give and take and compromise. If you ask them to compromise and they actually do, then it's only fair that whatever they ask you to compromise on, you compromise. Mm-hmm. Figure out a common ground. Don't just be like, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And that's all I've got.
That's a good one, Kirsten.
I try. Y'all know I keep coming with some tips.
Hey.
That's all I can do. All right, that's all we've got. We will talk to you all next week. Have a wonderful week. Stay dry, stay safe if it's raining wherever you are.
Unless you got some wet ass pussy.
And that's all we've got. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.